say this morning is it's rather
nippy or chilly.
Okay.
Chilly, nippy, just cool. Just by that.
Okay.
May say it's cold, but you said it wasn't cold yet.
No. If it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you might say, last night we had a
frost.
Okay.
Small freeze.
Okay.
Probably not a freeze. Maybe a freeze, but a frost or a, that's about it.
Okay, alright. It was so cold last night that the lake did what?
Froze.
Anything else?
That's the lake's doing when it's cold. The lake can freeze.
Okay, that's,
it froze.
Is that
froze
thicker,
last night,
thin,
isn't it?
Is thin, thicker, thin, froze or freeze? In terms of, there was really thick ice. Would you say freeze, froze?
Gee, I don't know. We've never had a lake freeze in Florida. is there a difference?
No, I'm just trying to find your difference. What you
Well, if the lake froze last night, or it froze this past, it froze last night. Wouldn't that be right?
Yeah.
Then that would be it did it last night, but if the lake may freeze, then it would be doing it in the future.
Okay. No, I mean in terms of, would it be the whole lake really thick, or would it be just the edges of the lake?
If it had just ice in it, I'd say that some ice formed, or there was ice in the lake, but I would have to say it. I may say parts of the lake froze.
Okay.
I never had to experience many frozen lakes. Just once, I was out in the Midwest, or out in the West, and there were frozen lakes.
All right. If it gets much colder tonight, the pond might
freeze.
What do you call this room? What do you call the room where the family lives? If you have two such rooms, what do you call the better one? Okay.
The better one is the living room.
Okay. Where guests are entertained?
Guests are entertained?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it depends on who the guests are. Sometimes we entertain them in the living room, which is the nicer room.
Okay.
Or sometimes we entertain them in the, what we call the family room, or what may be considered the Florida room by some folks. It's just a recreation type, or maybe the room with the TV and just the furniture in there is not quite as nice. And
okay, so
if it's not my friends that are entertaining there, they're not allowed in the living room. If it's guests, they're entertaining the living room.
Okay, so that's the place in the house where you have chairs for people to talk to who come to call?
Yes.
Okay. What do you call the room, and that's also the room that you use for special occasions?
The living room?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Speaking of rooms and their height, you say this room is about 9 feet. Okay.
The seat. Here, look at that off.
The smoke goes up through the
chimney, or smokestack, or
that's
chimney.
Fine. The open place on the floor in the front of the fireplace.
The open place on the floor in front of the fireplace?
Yeah, fireplaces
are we have a wall heater.
Alright, no, that's not what I'm looking for.
Little kerosene burns in ours.
What do you call the front of an old-fashioned stove? The same. It's applying the same question. Okay, you ever heard of a, in front of the fireplace, like it's that open area, do you have any kind of name for that?
Would be the pit. Let me see what it would be.
Begins with an H. It's used a lot in colonial times. It's kind of an archaic word.
I'm sure, I must have heard it. But I can't think of what it is. Just don't ever have a fireplace.
Yeah.
You said
in terms of Christmas times, you think of it oftentimes, you know, out on the
three roasted chestnuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. I'm looking for the word. You ever heard hearth?
Hearth?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Not for a fireplace.
Yeah. What would you call it? What would you call this?